Time for more Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here on TalkZone.com. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, your problems into solutions, and make your dreams come true. And I just have such great guests on the show. And today is no exception. If you are listening live on December 29th, right before the new year, 2008, between 12 and 1 p.m. Eastern and between 9 and 10 a.m. Pacific, do give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748. Today we're talking about what happy parents do, how do parents work through, well, the obstacles and challenges of young children, you know, kids in the house, and the kid-centric activities or child-centric activities so that they can spend time with each other and rekindle and kindle and keep those flames alive of their relationship that often brought them together. My guest is Carol Brewis, Ph.D. Her book is What Happy Parents Do, The Loving Little Rituals of a Child-Proof Marriage. Welcome back, Carol.
Thank you.
Alrighty. People can log on to whathappyparentsdo.com and whathappycouplesdo.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Is there another book, What Happy Couples Do?
Yes. Yes. Actually, that was our first book about couples who at all stages, how they stay connected.
All right. Now, you talk in your book about secrets, that every couple should have their secrets. What do you mean?
Well, yeah, it's another one of those little-known facts that in all healthy relationships, there are places for being open, you know, and revealing what we're thinking and what we believe and know. And there are also places in every healthy marriage for what we call closedness, for secrets. You know, and if you think about it logically, no healthy relationship functions well if we express every thought and every feeling, you know, and so I think it's a good reminder that our spouse doesn't need to know and shouldn't have to know every single thing we think or every single thing we know, that we have to make careful choices in our marriages that lift our marriage up. So, you know, couples have talked about ways that they kind of come to an agreement that, hey, I don't need to know every dime you spend. You know, I don't need to know every single thing you do within a certain context, you know. And they give couples opportunities to talk about must-knows. All right, you know, as a healthy couple, I have to know about this aspect of your life or these relationships. But I think it's a good reminder that healthy couples at all stages and all ages can keep, you know, things to themselves, and it's okay for a marriage.
Well, that's so important. But when we think of the word secret, we often think, ooh, you know, something that nobody else is supposed to know, or that there's something illicit about it. Maybe that's a good thing in this case.
Well, yeah, I think that you know, it's a tough concept to talk about, you know, in theory, because obviously keeping huge secrets or living a secret life, you know, outside of your marriage is not a healthy thing. No one's advocating that, you know, we keep huge secrets. But we have to keep in mind that we have to use discretion, that our marriage doesn't necessarily thrive on sharing every thought, especially negative thoughts. You know, like if you have some not so positive thoughts about the way your spouse is looking, or maybe your spouse has put on a little weight, it isn't necessarily helpful for your marriage to let that all, you know, sort of come out of your mouth. It's okay to keep a little bit of that in terms, you know, private in your own self. You don't need to share everything. And we know it's actually healthy for marriages when both spouses have really great friendships outside of that marriage. Like, if you have a best friend and you keep secrets with her that are detrimental to your marriage, that's okay.
Meaning that we have to be our own people. our own people in our own rights. We're not going to be so codependent and enmeshed, is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's talk about low points. Let's talk about when the kids are little or they're babies and you're up all hours of the night. And there are low points when you are tired and you're just not going to be able to get together as much. Comment on that, Carol.
Yeah, it's, I think one of the reasons that we wrote What Happy Parents Do, you know, as a follow-up to our first book, What Happy Couples Do, is because we saw and we know based on, you know, researchers all over the country find the same thing. We saw couples suffering and thinking that they're suffering alone, that other couples are not suffering too when they have babies and young children, because a lot of couples believe. And we, in our culture, you know, there's a lot of messages about how happy, what a fabulous time of life it is to become a new parent. And so a lot of couples are very surprised that they, you know, they love their new child or they love their children, but they're not so happy in their marriage. And a lot of couples think that they're the only ones. And yet we know that almost every marriage experiences this significant downturn in happiness after their children arrive on the scene. So I think it's a good reminder for couples that you're not alone in that time of life, and that, you know, talking to other couples about it is a healthy way to get through it, to say, oh, my gosh, you're experiencing this too. And I think, you know, finding if you're really in a high-conflict marriage or really unhappy, finding a great marriage or family therapist to help you get through that time, that is a sign of strength. You know, if you choose to find a great third-party person to help you, what you're saying to your children or to yourselves is, wow, this matters. You know, this is important enough for us that we want to find some other help to get through this rough time. Because we all have it. I mean, we all.
Absolutely.
If you're in America.
All right, Carol, your closing thoughts. We're running out of time in this wonderful show with you today on What Happy Parents Do. If people get one thing out of this program on What Happy Parents Do, the title of your book, The Loving Little Rituals of a Childproof Marriage, what's your advice?
You know, my overarching advice, the thread that runs through all the happy couples we've interviewed and all the research that I've done, is that positivity is contagious. And our marriages thrive on positivity. Our children thrive on positivity. And we get to choose positivity. You know, we get to decide. Like, even right now, if you're feeling a little negative, you know, and you have a lot of realistic reasons to feel negative, you can choose to find the beauty or the positivity in something that you have in your life. And our marriages need and thrive on positivity. And a little positivity is incredibly contagious. A little positivity begets more positivity. The same is with negativity. So, you know, negativity is going to be responded to with more negativity. So my closing comment would be that, you know, when you choose positivity, you're choosing great things for your life, for your health, for your marriage, for everything around you.
Couldn't be said better. That's the watchword of my program, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting to have you on the program today. And your website is What Happy Couples Do and WhatHappyParentsDo.com. Do you teach any workshops?
No, not. I do some local stuff here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So anyone who's in this area, you know, check out our website and love to have you.
Okay. WhatHappyParentsDo.com, WhatHappyCouplesDo.com. Thank you so much, Carol, for being on the program.
Thanks, Patricia. Great program.
Thank you. Stay on the line. Thank you. My guest today has been Carol Brewis, co-author of What Happy Parents Do, The Loving Little Rituals of a Childproof Marriage. As I always say at the end of each program, folks, stay healthy, stay happy. Get the support you need and know you can make your dreams come true. You're helping me make my dream come true every week when I do the show, so I can help you make your dream come true by hearing these amazing guests that will uplift you, inspire you, and help you lead the kind of life you want. Have a wonderful new year. I wish you health and happiness and prosperity in 2009. Until next week, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. Have a great Monday, a great new year, and a great week.